God. Father, today is a day dedicated to talking and communing with you, God. And so, Father, we ask that you would lead this conversation, that, Father, as we worship, it would be more than a song. It truly would be an experience with you, worshiping you, Father. We ask that you would speak. We ask that you would move. We ask that you would do amazing things. And, Father, you would remind us of who you are in our presence. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let our praise be a welcome. Let our songs be a sign. We are here for you. We are here for you. Let your breath come from heaven. Fill our hearts with your life. We are here for you. We are here for you. To you. To you our hearts are open. Nothing here is hidden. I want design. You alone are holy. Only you are worthy, God. Let your fire fall down. Let us shout.
Come be your anthem.
Your renown. Fill the sky. We are here for you. We are here for you. Let your word move in power. Let what's dead come to life. We are here for you. We are here for you. To you our hearts are open. Nothing here is hidden. You are our one desire. And you alone are holy. Only you are worthy, God. Let your fire fall down. To you our hearts are open. Nothing here is hidden. Our one desire. You alone are holy. Only you are worthy, God. Let your fire fall down. Let your fire fall down. Let it Almighty God of love, we welcome you in this place. We welcome you with praise. We welcome you with praise. Almighty God of love, be welcome in this place. Let every heart adore. Let every soul awake. Almighty God of love, be welcome in this place. We welcome you with praise. We welcome you with praise. Almighty God of love, we welcome in this place. Be welcome in this place. Where's our praise? Give it up for Jesus, for our one and only God. We welcome you with praise. We welcome you with praise. Almighty God of love, be welcome in this place. We welcome you with praise. We welcome you with praise. Almighty God of love, be welcome again. We welcome you with praise. We welcome you with praise. Almighty God of love, be welcome in this place. Let every heart adore. Let every soul awake. Almighty God of love, be welcome in this place.
You're the God of this city. You're the King of these people. You're the Lord of this nation. You are. You're the light in this darkness. You're the hope to the hopeless. You're the peace to the restless. You are. There is no one like our God. There is no one like our God. Greater things have yet to come. Greater things are still to be done in this city. Greater things have yet to come. Greater things are still to be done in this city. You're the God of this city. You're the King of these people. You're the Lord of this nation. You are. You're the light in this darkness. You're the hope to the hopeless. You're the peace to the restless. You are. There is no one like our God. There is no one like our God. Greater things have yet to come. Greater things are still to be done in this city. Greater things have yet to come. Greater things are still to be done in this city. Greater things have yet to come. Greater things are still to be done in this city. Greater things have yet to come. Greater things are still to be done here. Greater things are still to be done in this city. Greater things have yet to come. Greater things are still to be done in this city. Greater things have yet to come. Greater things are still to be done in this city. Greater things have yet to come. Greater things are still to be done in this city. Greater things are yet to come. Greater things are still to be done here.
If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. 2 Chronicles 7:14.
1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 through 2 says, therefore I exhort, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence.
Good morning, everybody. You can have a seat. As we're singing this song, I love this song. It says that there's greater things that are yet to come in this city because his people are here gathered. One of the greatest passions of my heart is to see not just a church multiply in number, but the church affecting the world outside. And that is my prayer this morning. Dear Heavenly Father, we just pray that you will move with power, that you will stir up our hearts, that not only this church, but every church in this city, my Lord, will know that they have been called to manifest your power, your love, your influence in every realm around us, Lord. I pray that great men and women will rise up to the medical field, to government, to the education system, Lord, in every area of this place, Lord, that we will be known for the city where there is a people that fear their God. Blessed is this nation. We love you, Jesus. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you because we have great expectations of what you're about to do, and it is good, and it is pleasing, and it'll be a revolution to bring that most desired. You're the most desired of the nations. They don't know you, but when they see you, Lord, they will fall on their knees and love you forever. In the name of Jesus, we bless you. Shokabas.
Good morning. I pray this morning for our city and our government. Father God, I come to you in the name of Jesus. Father, we exalt you, praise you, and we honor you as the Most High. Father, I lift up the city of Katy to you, and I pray that your mission for the city of Katy will be fulfilled. I pray that today all Christians in this city are united in seeking the renewal and redemption and transformation of our city. I pray that not only on this day, but every day, we stand united beside you in this mission. I pray that the gospel would be boldly and unashamedly proclaimed in our local churches, that our churches would be places for the broken, unwanted, and hurting, that Jesus Christ will be offered as the only remedy for everything we cannot do, make ourselves better or save ourselves. Holy God, thank you for the many blessings that our local community has. I pray for those who are in the offices that govern this community and county, that they make wise and godly decisions which are always in the best interest of the community. I'm glad that we have the freedom to speak up and vote for those who oppose our set of values. Even if I differ from these leaders, I pray for them to be blessed by you, God, and those also who are in law enforcement. Please protect them in their line of duty so that they might protect those of us whom have placed our trust in them. God, please bless these men and women in city government, the mayor's office, the council, and all elected officials, and certainly those who put themselves in harm's way, like law enforcement, firefighters, and EMS workers. I am so thankful that we have all of these, and in Jesus' precious name I pray, amen.
Would you all please stand and rise for the national anthem, and gentlemen, please remove your hats.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the
amazing. Thank you. You may be seated. Get ready, guys. This is probably going to feel like a Catholic church. You're going to stand up and sit down many, many times in the service. It's okay. We're just going to have a fun time today. Thank you so much. Let me tell you something before, and I'm going to share some announcements with you, that for Robin and I to be out of the country for nearly 8 years for 4th of July, we went to the rodeo. I don't remember when the rodeo was, last March, and they did the national anthem. And it meant so much. I mean, I teared up over to be able to celebrate that I get the privilege of living in the United States of America. And it is a privilege that we get to live here. We are a blessed people. And I want to remind us of that. Yes, you can give the Lord a hand clap for that. A few announcements I want to give to you. If you are a first-time visitor and we did not catch you at the door and give you a visitor packet, if you could just lift your hand real quick and we will give you a visitor packet. If we missed you, anyone, I think we caught most of y'all as you came in. So thank you so much. If you got that visitor packet, fill it out. And as you leave this direction, there is an info booth. Turn it in to the person working that booth and they have a small gift for you. We would just love to bless you with and let you know that you are loved. And so if our ushers would just gather around, and if you need an offering envelope, just kind of wave at them and smile at them, and they'll give you an offering envelope. And I will pray over the offering in a few minutes. Always, we know, and today's a little bit different day than what we normally have, but Don is up here. He may have a mic, hopefully, and so if you sense a prophetic word for the body, just go to him during the service and share that with him. And as one of our leaders, his job is just try to hear from the Lord whether that word is for the body or whether that word is simply for just you. And so, but that is why he is up there. And so know that is the purpose. Next Sunday, everybody say next Sunday. This is a very important news, or it's going to be very uncomfortable for you in this building all by yourself. Next Sunday, we will be at Hutzel Elementary, which is 400 yards that way. Right on Franz Road, they're doing some construction. I think they're going to resurface these floors. So we'll be over there on the 7th and the 14th. And so don't come here. If you invite anybody, don't bring them here. Make sure they go over there next Sunday, July 7th. July 14th, those next Sunday. Next Sunday will also be Change for Missions. We are raising funds for to buy vans for the Nation of Belize or for the Church LifeNet, the church I pastored there. And so we have globes, and we'll pass out some more globes if you want one next week. And if you have that globe full of change, please turn it in next week, and we'll collect those funds and give that globe back to you. If you have a baby bottle that you collected for the Crisis Pregnancy Help Center, see Sandra, and she is right back there, right there. See her and give her that globe. She would love to get that along the way to the Pregnancy Help Center. And so 90-day goals. Do we have 90-day goals up there? Right there. We always want to be a focus of where we're going over the next 90 days, July, August, and September. We want to see 7 people saved. We want to see 7 people baptized. In just a moment, I'm going to be passing around a sign-up sheet. If you're interested in being baptized, we'd love to talk to you about that, and I'll pass that. We have 4 people already. We want to average about 150 in our average attendance. Last Sunday, we had about 140. We want to birth a new go group. Our night of worship is coming up on July 24th. We are going to join with 2 other churches, Next Level Church, and I always say Felipe Padilla's church because I never can say his church in Spanish, but Felipe Padilla will be joining with us. 2 other Foursquare churches in the area are going to join us together on July 24th, which is a Wednesday night at Faith West in the main auditorium, and we're just going to have an awesome time of seeking and worshiping. Very different than the day of prayer. This will be mostly prayer in some worship. The night of worship will be mostly worship and some praying in the middle of it. So very 2 different themes, but that will be going on. Go back to those goals. Our advance also on the sign-up sheet. In our advance is a all-day Saturday workshop on August 3rd, and we would love everybody that's never been to one of our advances to go. We will deal with some forgiveness from the past. We'll deal with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. It is a powerful, powerful resource. Advance. We want to advance your relationship with God. And so, powerful day, and that's coming up on August 3rd. Kudzai, which is the pastor in Belize, he is coming, I believe, in August, the last week of August. I could be wrong on that. When it was the dates I told you? Last week in August, he'll be here with his wife and their new baby, and I just can't wait that y'all get to meet him, and because we're going back and seeing him in November on a missions trip, and so we really want that strong partnership, and he's releasing a new EP, and he's going to bring us some of his new music, and so you're going to be blessed by it. He is amazing, and so That's going on. And then the last thing is our latest QI, which is quarterly intensive in September. Dennis Easter will be here, part of our 90-day goals. Dennis Easter is one of my greatest mentors that's poured into my life. He's a district supervisor in Los Angeles, California, the SoCal district of Foursquare. He pastors 150 churches and leads the leaders there. And he is coming to bless us. And he'll do a Saturday luncheon that we'll make available to you and all the other Foursquare churches in the area, as well as he'll be here on Sunday morning. And so he is going to be amazing. That's Dennis right there. And so those are our 90-day goals. Also, Wednesdays, youth meet every Wednesday except for this Wednesday coming up, because they're going to be going to camp. Everybody say whoop whoop. So they will be gone to camp. Robin will be up there visiting Josh, which happens to be, Josh and Robin happen to be here today. And so we're blessed to have my whole family, all my kids with us. And so Robin, when she thinks about that, she starts crying. She said, I got all my kids together. I was so happy. And Robin's going to be up there, and my whole family's going to be up there camp for a camp. So I'm going to be all by myself. It's going to be rough. I will be the only male besides my dog in my house. That just sounds wonderful for a season. So far, I love my kids to death. Lots of females in my home. So they're wonderful. But this week I'm going to be here holding down the home front. And so it's going to be a good week. And they're going to be having a camp. Sometime later on in the service, we're going to bring all the people that are going to camp and pray over them. And that will be later on. Cedric will be doing that. Go groups. We have 6 go groups. We are working on actually a 7th and 8th go group. And so that is going on. Those are part of our goals as well. And I already mentioned men's gathering. Also on a sign up, men's gathering is there. That is July 20th. It's going to be at Texas Tradition on the highway in Old Katy, if you know where that's at, right close to the water, the Rice Towers. And it's called Texas Tradition. We're going to meet over there in a private gathering over there. Men, we would love for you to come. I'll pass around a sign-up sheet. It'll be at 8:30. We will gather, and we'll start to sign up. Baptism, if you're interested in that, we'd love to talk to you. Our second Go 101 will begin. Our Go 101 leads, if you have not been a part of it, it leads to our team membership and being serving in an area of capacity within this church. We'd love for you to sign up for Go 101. And an intro meeting to that is going to be July 14th. And so you'll go and we'll feed you some donuts, talk about all the details of what the expectations of the class will be, and you can buy the manual then. And I mentioned the night of... I've mentioned all those. The last thing I wanted to tell you before I show you these signups, we just signed the contract for Derek Johnson. He is one of the worship leaders of Jesus Culture and Bethel Worship. So we are super excited. And that's going to be in February, celebrating our 1-year anniversary. But we have a lot of work to do before then. So we're excited. It'll be a night concert of just worship and seeking the Lord together. And then he'll preach for us on Sunday morning. And so that'll be a great, great time. Last thing I want to show you. Now, there was a little bit of confusion. I realize I am the king of sign-up sheets. There are like 20 of them here. Now, I'm exaggerating slightly. And so the first one's the men's gathering. Ladies, this one's not for you. This is the men's gathering. It's at the top. Men, we would love for you to sign up, and we'd love for you to come and be with the men. The second... Everybody's watching me. The second is baptism. It's on the right-hand side. Melissa, be my model right here. Come on, Melissa. All right, put you on the spot here. Hold this, because I can't do both things at once. I'm not that coordinated. I'm a man. I can only do one thing at once. And so baptism is the second page. The third page is Go 101 sign up. Look at the top, guys. So you sign up for Go 101. You meant to be baptized, and then you're going to wonder why I didn't ever call you for baptism. It's because you signed up for Go 101. Then I'll call you and say, hey, you're going to be a part of Go 101. Say, I didn't ever sign up for that. And the last one is the life the advanced sign up. So there are 4 sheets. I think those are all of them. No, there's another one. who in the world did all this? Oh, the last one, in November, we are going to start planning our missions trip to Belize, the very first missions trip of Go Church. We'll be going to the nation of Belize. If you are interested at all, you may say, I'm not sure. Go ahead and sign up. Eventually, we'll have an intro meeting and explain all the details and costs and what we'll be doing. Sign up so you can start getting the emails and follow up. So there are 5 sign-up sheets. Make sure which ones you're signing up for. I know it's confusing. It'd be wonderful to tell all of you just to go to our computer and sign up there, but you know the problem with that? You'll never do. And so the sign-up sheets just work. And so those sign-up sheets are there. I think I have a pen for you. I think I've made all the announcements. There you go, Hilda. All right. I think I've said everything I'm supposed to say. Last thing, we're going to pray over the tithes and offerings. If you are giving this morning, you can give one of 3 ways. You can give online, which is very well used, and there are 2 different ways you can give online. You can give through text messaging, or you can give the old-fashioned way through cash or a check. We'll take that as well. We're so thankful that we are a church that sows our tithes and offerings to the Lord. We're very, very blessed by that. Thank you so much. So, Father, as we pray over our tithes and our offerings, God, we thank you for those who faithfully sow into your kingdom, God. Faithfully sow and understand your word and believe that you are going to do great things in this community through the resources, Father. And so, Father, this isn't our money. This is your money, God. And so, Father, we give unto you as that you've asked, and we praise you for that. We ask that you would bless these funds to do great things, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. I think I've said everything that I need to say. And we're going to have you stand up and sit back down several times. But if you want to stand back up, we're going to do another worship song.
Walking around these walls, I thought by now they'd fall, but you have never failed me yet. Waiting for change to come, knowing the battle's won, for you have never failed me yet. Your promise still stands, great is your faithfulness, faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You never fail me yet. Confidence, you never fail me yet.
For the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people.
Amen. You may be seated. We hope this day of prayer is one that you will look back of the year and say, man, I love that day. And you can't wait to do it again. So we hope to make this an annual tradition that we come together as a body on a Sunday morning and spend the day in worshiping and praying and seeking. I've said this before, so if you are a typical attender of Go Church, you will have heard me say this before, but Houston is the most diverse city in the United States of America. We think of New York City being a diverse city, but it is Houston, Texas, as the most diverse city culturally in the United States of America. Our mission field literally is in our backyard, all throughout our community. Matthew 28:19 says to go and reach the nations, but the Greek word for nations here is the word ethnos. It's where we get the English word ethnic. So it's not so much saying for us to go to the nation of Belize, although that is part of going to the ethnicities of the world. But it is saying go to the individual people group and reach them for Jesus. But how many of y'all know the people groups have come to us? No matter where you stand in your political conversations on the immigration debate, one thing we can remain secure on, that God has brought the nations to us, and we are mandated by God to reach them. We have a harvest field right here in Katy, Texas, to love people to Jesus, no matter their skin color, no matter how they speak, to share Jesus with them and cause them to come to know Him as Lord and Savior. That is our purpose as a church. If you agree with that, would you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. I don't want to pass this opportunity. Ben is over here. Where is that? His beautiful wife, Colette, which they have been married 3 years today. They have been on the mission field to the nation of India, and they will eventually go back and do a new work in Indonesia. And so before y'all leave today, definitely go and meet them and welcome them to Go Church. We're going to do something a little bit participatory right now. What I would like, if you meet this criteria, holler out your nation or culture, or you are just free to holler out somebody else's nature or culture. I would like you to shout out a ethnicity that resides in Katy, Texas. So go ahead and do it. Venezuela. Yes. We got some Venezuelans. African American. Yes. Come on. Bolivia. Woo. What'd you say? All right. Czech Republic. Come on. Colombia. Peru. Yes, in the house. What's that? German. Yes. Yes. Because y'all know I've done a DNA test. I've told you that before. I am 100% white. I'm sorry. Mexico. Come on now. Spain. The Philippines, yeah! Come on now. Haiti, yes! Uruguay. Jamaica, that's right. Belize, yeah! Woo! We like those Belizeans. Come on now. This is good. Y'all are doing a great job. Anglo. Gonna white folk, huh? Yeah. Those that do a DNA test and are so excited to be 3% Jewish and 10% black, and then you find out you're just white. Me. Somebody else. Italy, yeah. Somebody else. Blackfoot Indian, yeah. Come on now. Guatemala. It's dying down a little bit. I got Haiti. Guadalupe? Yes. Anybody else? Last. Why did we have fun doing this? Because they represent Katy, Texas. We want to be a church made up of the colors of Katy. We never want to be a white people's church. We never want to be a black people's church. We want to be a church made up of the people that's going to make up heaven. Let me tell you why that's important. It's easy to say from the pulpit, but we must act upon it on a daily basis. When I lived in the nation of Belize, it's a very diversified nation, and most of the immigrants from China run nearly 99% of the grocery stores. And there's a derogatory term in Belize, they call them the Chinese girl. That Chinese girl. When they go and buy something in the grocery store, they don't call them by name. She's the Chinese girl. Chinese girl, hurry up. We had a Taiwanese girl live with us, and she hated it because she said they were constantly calling her the Chinese girl. And she said, I'm Taiwanese. I'm not Chinese. But I would speak so often in our church that is not the Chinese girl. Her name is Michelle. Her name is Stephanie because they take on an English name when they move here. And she is a person and a human who God deeply loves. And I expect you to respect the humanity of who she is and to love her in Jesus' name and show her Jesus. It is so important. If we want to be a diversified church as Go Church, it just doesn't happen automatically. Sunday mornings are the most segregated time in America. It happens because we as a people will be intentional on reaching a diversified city. And we will gather on Sunday morning and we will sing English songs and we will sing Spanish songs and we will celebrate the nations that God has brought us. And we will learn to love each other. We will learn to love our different cultures and understandings of things. And we will be one people celebrating one God. If you can say amen to that, say amen. Right now we're going to do something very unique. We're going to go through four different people that are going to pray in their native tongue. So Kate, would you just come on up?
Praise the Lord. Nigeria has over 400 languages, and I'm going to pray in one of the southern languages. It's called the Calabari language. That's my dialect. Shall we pray? Sunakrina temetam nawai mieteke bem. Iwagba iwakoko wa prefe bomingba mi laime. Iyeringerane wagba iyeringerane wa prefe wai mieteke bem. Dabo mi minji seme wa meke braswan. Wasi emete sisi woso wa pre. Wam na ke troko mu. Wa dokote si ai wa na gbaima. Odi digi bozrebo dabo sisi. Wam na ke troko mu te wam na toro finji. Miete wa ibi amen geri mi emi. Ibi to Jesus Christ erebo. Say amen.
Amen.
Dios, sabemos que eres el único ejemplo del perfecto amor. Sabemos que contraes matrimonio con tu pueblo y todos los que en ti confían y creen. Haces votos de fidelidad, ofreces una relación ordenada, un trato justo y un amor verdadero. Ternura, seguridad y continúas revelándote a sí mismo. Que nuestro amor beba de este manantial y entonces atraeremos a otros ofreciéndoles no la mejor versión del amor humano, sino tu puro y fragante amor, Dios. Y así poder ejercer el debido gobierno en cada nación, siendo tu precioso Espíritu Santo, conviccionando a cada líder a un arrepentimiento y una búsqueda genuina hacia ti. Te pedimos, Padre, que comiences aquí. Que la verdad de tu palabra se difunda en todo este país, salga de la boca de los corazones de muchos pastores en toda la nación y resuenen muchas más naciones para que sean guiados por tu espíritu en el camino de la verdad y bajo tu autoridad. En este momento y en fe seguimos orando y confiados te damos honor y gloria. En Jesucristo tu Hijo amado te lo pedimos. Amén.
Bonjour, Frère Figueroa. Seigneur Dieu, nous connaissons que nous vivons dans une communauté de mondes divers. Aidez-nous à accepter et à aimer les uns les autres comme vous nous l'avez ordonné dans Jean 13, 34. Aidez-nous, Seigneur, à nous unir avec une seule devise pour vous adorer et vous rendre gloire, vous qui êtes le Dieu de tous. Seigneur Dieu, nous vous remercions pour nous avoir placés dans un pays où nous pouvons vivre librement notre vie chrétienne. Donnez-nous le désir et l'enthousiasme pour aller prêcher la bonne nouvelle à qui que ce soit et surtout dans la communauté. Nous n'avons pas honte de vous servir, ô Dieu Tout-Puissant, parce que nous croyons fermement dans vos paroles comme elles ont été exprimées dans 2 Timothée 1:8. N'aie donc pas honte du témoignage à rendre à notre Seigneur, ni de moi son prisonnier, mais souffre avec moi pour l'Évangile. Au nom de Jésus, nous prions. Amen.
Panginoon, nagpapasalamat po kami sa umaga na to at kami pinagtipon po ninyo. Ang isa pong salita na binigay niyo sa amin ay equip, gamitin. Gamitin the word, God given me the word, equip. Gamitin niyo po kami, Panginoon, para kaugnayin ang aming mga kapatiran, kakilala namin, mano hindi, na bigyan niyo po kami ng spirit of wisdom, Lord, na para malaman po namin kung ano po ang aming mga sasabihin, para po malaman namin ang aming gagawin, para po kami ay maihatid ang inyong salita. I'll translate. God had given me the word equip, and the Lord had given me, and I pray that the Lord will open our hearts to give the spirit of wisdom to be used by Him to bring His word across to his children, and that we will be able to know what He wants us to say and what He wants us to do. And we just praise your name, Lord, for everything that you've done and you're going to do in this city. In Jesus' name, amen.
Now, if you didn't catch that, we have one of the how many languages in Nigeria? Over 400, one of the 400 languages, and yours was that you spoke? Kalabari. Did I say it right? I don't know. She just said yes. And then we had, obviously, Blanca spoke Spanish. And then we had Haitian French right here. Whoop, whoop. Everybody say, whoa. And then we had Tagalog of the Philippines speak. There will come a time in the coming months where we will have a Sunday. We will call it Community of Cultures, where we celebrate the cultures. And you bring your cultural expressions of your worship before our one true God, or we will celebrate them in song and dance. We're going to have a great time together. I think that's in September, October. I don't know. Right now, we're going to be praying for the churches of West Houston. Stacy.
I have the privilege to pray for the church. And in Katy alone, there are 500 registered churches. And long ago, Katy was known as the city of churches. And it wasn't because we had so many churches when Katy first started. It was because this just what you did. All families, I would say all, the majority of the families, they went to church on Wednesday nights. They went to church on Sundays. And they were just people devoted to God and in prayer. But it wasn't until Katy began to start growing that there were more churches. And now Katy is known as the city of churches because of our quantity of churches. I also want to say that our city, Katy, is unique in that there are about 25 pastors that get together from different denominations once a week to pray. And that is unique for any city, of pastors laying down their preferences of denomination and coming together for one purpose, and that is for Jesus Christ to glorify Him in His name and to come together and just be together. I'm going to pray from Ephesians 4, 1 through 6. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long suffering, bearing one another in love, enduring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and the Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. So, Father, we come together, God, Father, asking even more unity to come in the body of Christ. Father, that we would lay down, God, our denominational preferences. Father, that we would lay down, God, our political preferences. Father, that we would lay down, Father, what it looks like for any race. Father, that there be no barrier, that there be nothing that come in between the body of Christ that would divide. We're asking, God, would you unify your church? Will you unify us as your body, that we would love one another, bearing one another, coming together, walking beside maybe somebody that doesn't look like us, maybe someone that doesn't believe exactly what we believe and how we believe it. Father, that we would walk together as the body of Christ, as the bride of Christ, one that is holy, one that is pure, one that is coming together in like-mindedness. Lord, would you teach us and show us how to love in unity as the body of Christ, that we, Father, would glorify you, we would magnify you, and you would be proud going, this is what my bride looks like, this is what the body of Christ looks like, this is my bride coming together in wholeness and loving one another. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Before we move on to the song, which in just a moment I'll have you stand, but it is so important that we understand that Go Church is a small piece of a very large body of Christ. Stacy talked about that group of pastors, and I've been a part of that group, excluded 8 years when I was gone in the Nation of Beliefs, but I've been a part of that group for nearly 20 years. What it did for me was I met a guy named Lenny Guile. Lenny Guile was the pastor of Katy Episcopalian Church right across the street. Oftentimes, I would consider more mainline denominations to be more liberal. And I met a man that was sold out for Jesus, named Lenny Guile. Spirit-filled. He believed he was a missionary to his own denomination, and he loved Jesus as I love Jesus. And it reminded me that beyond my four-square family, there was a body of Christ that are lovers of Jesus. We have a quote in four-square circles. It says, on the essentials, there will be unity. That Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven. We will walk in unity on that. We will not compromise. That the word of God is the word of God. We will not compromise. But on the unessentials, there will be liberty. If you want to debate with me about end-time beliefs, we can debate. On the unessentials, there will be liberty. There will be flexibilities in our different Calvinism and Arminianism. And in all things, there will be charity. In all things, we will love, even in our diversity. Would you stand with me right now?